Well,
the rest of the story. In your mind's eye, can you see a gleaming factory? Just look over there. It's a gleaming, beautiful, sprawling factory. I want to challenge you to try to get inside. In fact, I'll dare you. You go ahead now, walk up to the front door and say that you'd like a tour of the place. Well, you're immediately going to be turned away. But go around to the back. Be very quiet that you don't get caught now. Here, I'll give you a special key. You can gain entrance at the back door. Now what happened? You say you got in the back. But moments later, the guards were all over you. You say they asked for identification, credentials, and accounting of yourself. You say you talked your way out of it, but you think you might be in trouble. Yes, you might be. Because there is something going on inside that factory that nobody, and I mean nobody but authorized personnel, is supposed to know anything about. Better spies than you have attempted to gain access to that plant and tried to part that iron veil of secrecy, but so far as I know, no such security breach has ever occurred. And this is the rest of the story. In factories and government installations all over the globe, behind locked and guarded doors, technological genius is manufacturing tomorrow, is producing the transportation that'll take men right out of this world and on to others. Today, rising out of the mist of northern Italy's Po Valley in the town of Parma, there is a factory under tight security. The top secrecy under which the technical team of 150 is working is what one might expect in a plant producing atomic weapons. But otherwise tight-lipped plant personnel will say that no such weaponry is involved. Yet that is all they will say. Well, then who is working in there? It is known that this installation, which, by the way, is the largest of its kind anywhere in the world, 8 years ago employed the special services of Giorgio Giugiaro, who just happens to be the leading automotive designer in all Italy. The leading automotive designer in Italy. But what Mr. Giugiaro is doing behind the walls of that plant in Parma has nothing to do with cars. Now, this is the rest of the story. Regarding what's going on inside this factory, the puzzle pieces are before our eyes almost literally, because certain geometric shapes are known to have been produced inside the plant. Certain geometric shapes, spirals and wheels, cone shapes and triangle shapes, and another that looks like a quill. Other shapes have been invented for the same purpose. But the automation and the incredible top secrecy, these are something relatively new to the industry. Once the company has its patent on one of these new shapes, then the rest of us may know about it. And that's why they've hired the number one automotive designer in all Italy. The world-famous Barilla factory will continue to keep outsiders out, will continue to invent behind Pentagon-like layers of security a brand new shape for a brand new kind of pasta. And now you know the rest of the story.